Conor, congratulations. Great start to the season. There was an easterly wind blowing, but it was favouring Kerry tonight.
Yeah, yeah. No, delighted with the win. Probably not the prettiest game, but look, job done, thankfully. And yeah, on to the next one.
Man, a few words, but maybe you might tell us a little bit more of your thoughts as the first half unfolded. That first goal, what was your side of it?
Yeah, it was good. It's something. Look, we're working on things, looking at it. It might look like it when it kind of goes, the ball ends up like that, but it's bodies in the box, it's good deliveries, it's chaos, and the ball's in the back of the net. So again, it's probably not the prettiest, but the ball's in the net, and it's you know, brilliant from Joey's in the area, exactly where you want them to be. It's a great one-time finish. It was a good goal, and we're delighted with it.
Joe, overall, we'll talk about decisions in the second half, but he was outstanding overall. His set ball play, his passing was excellent. He seemed to be everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, Joe, he's a very good player. Like, you know, he's got a good pedigree in the game, and he's coming here and he's hungry, and you can see that in his work rate, his attitude. Great quality. He was brilliant on the night.
Leading 1-0 coming up to half time under a little bit of pressure. That's been an Achilles heel over the last two seasons. Those goals just before half time or just before full time. You managed to weather it, but under a lot of pressure at the start of the second half.
Yeah, no, Finn Harps, look, we're playing Finn Harps, it's never going to be easy. Jesus, they come out fighting, and, you know, I thought we probably didn't get up to the level quick enough in the start of the second half, but to be fair, I think the boys, you know, eventually found a groove and kind of got back into it, and just we got back into it, things went straight against us again, but no, look, as in like that, we weathered the storm well tonight, so look, it's good on that side.
Those two corners that led to the second goal, I mean, it put the Finn Harps defence under all sorts of pressure, and the wind would have been blowing away from the goal, so you can't say the ball is blowing in. Brilliantly taken, and good pressure from Kerry FC.
Yeah, yeah, something we worked on a lot. You know, again, the delivery is key, and the delivery is put in a good area, and again, it's a bit of chaos, but we're in the right place to finish, and it's brilliant from Niall. He's anticipated it well and gotten a good area and a good finish.
Game management seemed to be very well organised tonight, whether it was Ronan, who was off the field, rolling back onto the field for treatment, fair enough. The red card, what was your sight of the red card?
Look, I'm miles away from it, I didn't really see it. Joe reckons that you know, it's natural enough coming together, like he went for the ball and he might have went over as in through a follow through, but I didn't really see it. It was miles away from where we were, but look, it is what it is.
How important was it for the lads to kind of regroup and just keep their composure?
Yeah, it's mad. I think actually it kind of came at a moment where probably actually galvanised the group a little bit, where they dug in a little bit deeper, and to be fair to every player that came onto the pitch, put in a massive shift, and you know, man to man, they were brilliant.
Despite being down to 10 men, you could have gone maybe 3 or 4 up because there were a few more opportunities.
Yeah, like, look, Finn Harps were pushing on to try and get one back, and they left a few kind of opportunities to counter-attack, but we were kind of in a position where, look, we just wanted to make sure we didn't concede, and look, we were happy to do that.
What's the mood like in the dressing room on night number one?
Good. It's been good. Like, it's been positive all for the whole pre-season. Listen, but look, it's a good result. But look, we're getting carried away. It's kilometre one of a marathon. Like, you know, we go again now this week. Another tougher test again with COVID. And look, it's we look forward to going again.
And I'm sure you probably talk about more during the week about the blend of some of the guys who've been here already and some of the new lads. Like Ronan Tehan was very impressive tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jesus, look, Ronan, Sean, Ryan, look, you can go through all of them. Sean O'Connell and the boys who were here all the time, Nathan as well in the first half. Just look, you pick up a yellow card, and but brilliant. The effort and energy that they bring is top class. And if we can do that for 36 games, we'll be in a good chance of picking up results.
Conor, just about have to ask you about the central defensive partnership. Abel and Christopher, from start to finish tonight, very dominant. And the introduction of Kevin Williams at half time was very important.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin came on really well, and Chris and Abel, to be fair, their partnership, they kind of gel quick, quite naturally. Looking not perfect by any means, but you know, they got the job done tonight, which is the main thing. But yeah, look, time to work on that again as we go.
68, 69 minutes, I think, roughly, was the red card. Are you pleased with the clean sheet and the resilience shown? Probably nearly more important than whether you got a third goal or anything near the end, to dig in, and really Finn Harps didn't create much.
Yeah, no, I think we defended really well in that period, 20 odd minutes. I think it was 6 edits, so 26, 27 minutes where we dug in. As we said to the lads there, look, we dug in, and that's all you can ask for, is that they dig in and they're up for the fight, and they were. And they defended really well. Look, Finn Harps got plenty of quality there, and they put some good balls into the box, and we defended them well.
Couple things to clear up, I suppose. Nathan and Alex came off at half time. Nathan, are you assuming the yellow card? Alex kind of caught once or twice in the first half. Was that a tactical thing?
Both decisions were tactical. Look, we've got to make decisions on the game, and both boys were excellent. But we just felt like we had to make a decision.
And the other thing was Daniel coming on and then coming off again late. Obviously, last minute, yeah. Striker up.
Yeah, no, listen, Daniel has kind of come back from hamstring injury, so we put him out there and he put a massive shift in, so we kind of felt late in the game we were bringing Theo on because we felt like the ball's going in there, and we were saying, look, Ryan will go back in at him, so we just felt that, look, Theo might be more effective in our box defending as opposed to Daniel, but Daniel put in a serious effort, as you can see.
And then sort of squad fitness wise, the only one then who was missing tonight was Sam.
Yeah, Sam and Luke. Yeah. Sam and Luke were all just kind of recovering from hamstring injury. So, slowly but surely, they'll be back in the picture as well.